They say you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. But for this book, I disagree. What's on the front of the book you're holding pretty much sums up what's on the pages inside. Not because the little girl on my shoulders is adorable and the farmhouse and barns behind it are so picturesque, but because the story of that picture is kind of like the story that is shared in the book. It was a roller coaster ride with enthusiastic high fives and disappointing loss, the testing of our faith and the realization that everything would be okay, even when it wasn't. Just like the 15-year-plus story that has unfolded at our farm ever since we bought it in 1999. But for the photo, all those things happened in less than 12 hours. Ain't that how life is? It's never really easy. It takes twists and turns and goes directions you don't want it to go. You're hoping for smooth sailing today, and the wind suddenly kicks up and spins your boat around in a completely different direction. And all you can do is hang on and try not to capsize. It used to disappoint me that life couldn't be simpler, but I've learned to embrace it. To do more than embrace it, to love that life is that way, that the crazy ride is what life is actually all about when it's at its best. Stories are always better when they are filled with conflict and your character is tested, when your character's character is tested. Looking back at all the movies I love or stories I've heard that moved me, none of them are simple journeys where someone wants something and then gets what they wanted. They are stories filled with drama and heartbreak, with joy and suffering, and lots of time spent overcoming obstacles. Someone wants something but can't seem to get it, so they go in a different direction. And that leads to something they didn't expect, and they think they are lost, and they are, until they realize that the wrong path has led them to the place that they were trying to get to in the first place, and so on. It isn't simple, but it's gripping, with a hint of a kind of mystery in a Stephen King story and the magical romance of a Nicholas Sparks novel, all rolled into one. How true it is, that's from Once Upon a Farm, Lessons on Growing Love, Life, and Hope on a New Frontier by Rory Feek. And what a story it is. It's a true story. It's a true story about Indiana, about Tennessee, about a family's life with Joey and a family's life without her. It's set in not-so-far-away Alexandria, Indiana, and it's set in the rural farm country outside of Nashville, Tennessee. The time is the late 90s into the present day. It is the story of one man and one woman's journey through life and the journey of one man after the earthly life of his wife has ended. It is the story of Indiana, a three-year-old girl when we first meet her, and the story of her siblings. The story that is upbeat. It's full of sorrow, and it's spiced with surprises. It is, as Rory Feek says in his introduction, a little bit of Stephen King and a little bit of Nicholas Sparks. Once Upon a Farm is a true life story that reminds us for all the current fol-de-rol about the supposed huge differences of life experienced in rural America and city America. Life is not all that different, whether you're in rural, urban, or suburban America. Feek's rural life in Tennessee is a place where he and his family can enjoy coffee at Starbucks, drive uninterrupted on interstates, watch Finding Nemo, and prepare morning French press coffee, if perhaps not as often in one place as the other. It's a story that reminds us, if we listen, that we are all Americans, we are all bound to the earth, and we're all bound to each other as well. And so as we join our story, this is the second book our author has written about his family's life, the now single father, Rory Feek, returns to his farmstead outside of Nashville with his three young children after the death of his beloved wife and their mother, Joey. All three of them determined to take up the life they had been building since arriving in 1999. And so with real-time stories and reminiscences of life when Joey was an integral part of the family, we join Feek on that journey, meeting with helpful neighbors, walking through fields of not yet mown hay, swinging with three-year-old Indiana and the cemetery that housed the denizens of the farm since the early 1800s, and now, sadly, houses her mother as well. We join the family in rebuilding barns and starting their rural lives afresh with a coop full of new chickens, reintroducing a beloved pair of horses to the daily routine of free runs and human riders. We read about Feek's efforts to reinvigorate the small town's downtown with a chapter called Mayberry. The effort, by the way, ultimately fails. And yet, through it all, the ups, the downs, the daily stream of life, Feek is undaunted. He's not a man whose ultimate treasure is money or fame. Indeed, he goes so far as to tell us, convincingly to this reader, that it's not the final selling price of a home, of a house, that matters to him. It's the memories that are made there. We read about a charming and humbling moment when Feek and his wife, Joey, are introduced to the then President of the United States, George W. Bush, at a Rangers baseball game. It is then a series of stories in which Feek confesses, quote, "I have no idea what I'm doing. Honestly, I don't. But the thing is, I kind of like it. There's something magical about a decision made and a goal set in motion that takes my breath away," end quote. And the book is so much more as well. Rory Feek's music and his life, as he tells us, is rooted by his strong conservative Christian faith. It is a faith that sustained him through the years of his late wife's battle with cancer, with learning to raise three daughters on his own, with writing this in his previous book. And it is a faith that has allowed Feek to find the strength and the wisdom to accept and embrace his youngest daughter's diagnosis with Down syndrome. It is a strong faith that gave Feek the willingness to accept one daughter's choice of atheism as her guide in life, and the coming out story of his second oldest daughter, Hopi, whose story he tells as well in today's book. In the end, this is a collection of essays interwoven with love. Love for his late wife, Joey. Love for his special child, Indiana. Love for his two older daughters. And love for the rural land of Tennessee, where he and his family have set down deep roots. And we might mention as well, love for the Christian music that he and his wife made so famous in their lives together. You may or may not know the name Rory Feek at the outset. If you're someone who is into music, he may indeed ring a bell. He is a Nashville music legend, we're told. And you will certainly know his name by the end of this heartfelt biography. It's quite a read. It's quite an entertaining, thoughtful, highs, lows, everything in between kind of read. Once Upon a Farm, Lessons on Growing Love, Life, and Hope on a New Frontier. Let's end it with some of Rory Feek's own words. "I'm excited about the changes that are taking place. It looks incredible. Every day, I walk outside and see something new that has been added or changed, and I am in awe of how beautiful it is. And all of us who were working on it keep saying the same thing. She would love this." And she would. She absolutely would. "Joey would also love that I'll be getting back on stage again. I know she would. As her daddy reminded me the last time Indy and I were in Indiana visiting, when Joey met you, you were singing and telling stories at the stage at the Bluebird Cafe. That is who she first fell in love with." And he's right. "If she couldn't be on the stage with me, she would be in the front row cheering me on with that million-dollar smile on her face. And every now and then, after a song she especially loved, she would wink her left eye like she used to do to let me know she was proud of me. Though Joey won't be here for her birthday or for the concerts, she will be here in my heart, in all of our hearts. And she'll be standing beside me as I step up to the microphone and simultaneously take a step into the future, believing that something beautiful will come from this something difficult. It always does. And though there'll be 300 people in the red and gray chairs that fill the room, hanging on every word, I will be singing to her, for her, with her, always and forever." Once Upon a Farm, Rory Feek. It's available at all of our fine libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.